Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 157 for Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were up Tuesday morning, taking some direction from the gains in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was up $1 to $3, the January contract up $1.60 at $434.20 per ton. The continued lack of significant farmer selling remained a supportive factor in the canola market as well, with producers said to be largely on the sidelines until the new tax year. Solid end-user demand and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar were also somewhat supportive. However, the record-large U.S. soybean crop, relatively favorable South American conditions, and technical resistance all served to limit the upside potential. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with the biggest gains in beans. Soybeans are up 7 to 16 cents in early activity, the January contract up 16 at $10.50 per bushel. Solid export demand was behind much of that early strength in beans, as the market reacted to a report from the USDA that said 2.78 million tons of beans were inspected for export over the past week. And that was up from both a year ago and last week. Continued strength in soy meal also underpinned beans, as logistics issues persist in parts of the Midwest. However, the good South American crop prospects did limit the advances. The fact that the U.S. soybean harvest is now 97% complete was also a bit bearish, as farmer selling should be picking up. Corn is 2 to 4 cents higher, the December contract up 4 at $3.72 per bushel. In addition to some spillover strength from the gains in beans, corn also was supported by some improving export data of its own. U.S. corn inspections were up on the week. Wheat, meanwhile, was up 3 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 6 at $5.48 per bushel. Some of that strength was tied to yesterday's crop progress report, which showed a slight decline in the U.S. winter wheat crop ratings. The U.S. crop is now seen as 58% good to excellent from 60% a week ago, with cold temperatures having caused some damage to the crop. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.